12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
In the city of dreams, everyone wants to be a star, but at what cost? 12-Sided Stories presents Otherworld Hollywood.
Hello and welcome to Otherworld Hollywood episode number 21. My name is Wes Otis. This is our Call of Cthulhu actual play and we are glad you are here. We have some wonderful players. Let's start with Candace.
Hello everyone. My name is Candace, also known as Candace the Magnificent. My pronouns are they, she, and today I am playing Ebony Belafonte, she, her.
Hello, hello, hello everyone. I'm Sam Starr. I use she, they, and the occasional fae pronouns. And today I am playing Imani DeVoe, she, her.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Belle Bellington, who still hasn't given up all of her old ways.
Hey, y'all, I'm Mac, and I am playing Lenore Von Mori, a.k.a. Cass Richardson, a.k.a. simply The Vamp.
Hi, I'm Lev. I use they, them pronouns, and I am playing the recently sucked Roberta Robbie Cerillos. Thanks, Sam. they, she.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12-Sided Stories Patreon today.
What a great place for a recap. So the last episode, we had a lot going on. And I'm just going to, instead of trying to go through chronologically everything that happened, I'm going to just do big brush strokes and kind of hit the major things. Robbie stuck their hand into a mirror and was grabbed by a creature, their tentacles wrapped around their arm, and told them that they would be seeing all of you later, and then it disappeared, and you all went out into the kitchen, kind of catatonic, and then found out that Cass had been scratched while Penelope had been transformed into a werewolf and was now infected. And there was a suggestion of wolf gloves, which we all had a good laugh at, but still very disconcerting. Everybody's arms are now completely clean, or at least Robbie's wrist is clean and Cass's back arm is clean because Robbie decided to scrub it to fix the infection. You just have to clean it out. You all also are dealing with the fact that Evie is gone, has disappeared from Penelope's house. And there was an earthquake that you're sure did not have anything to do with Evie because, of course, you live in L.A. and these things happen. Then we jump over to Evie, who met Sekhmet, and Sekhmet offered immortality. And Evie chose violence by calling Hathor to her location. Hathor and Sekhmet touched each other. There was a divine explosion. This was just a few moments before finding out that Priestess Elizabeth is a vampire, and there was a huge explosion. Evie said that she was now destitute, but Buttercup was okay. Her butler, probably not so much. Unfortunately, Priestess Elizabeth has risen from the wreckage and is flying across the now destroyed property towards Evie to kill her. Anyway, everybody was having a conversation about what to do about the fact that, you know, was there anything that could be done to help St. Cass from being infected by this werewolf who is Penelope? And Robbie said something that kind of tore down Penelope's defenses and made her feel awful. And she turned around and ran out into the night. And that's where we'll pick it up. What do you guys want to do?
I'm drinking whiskey. This is a lot going on right now.
We still need to find Evie.
We need a plan.
You hear the phone start to ring.
Oh, there's no one here. I'll go answer it. Since I've been staying here, I think I would feel like I was supposed to.
That makes sense, yeah.
It's Danny from the studio. He goes,
Robbie?
Yes.
Okay, I knew you were staying with Penelope. I just, for some reason...
She's out at the moment.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just, there's an emergency at the studio, and I...
What kind of emergency? What happened? Besides the earthquake, which I felt and was afraid of, very.
Did you ever meet Vivian?
I think technically in passing, I know who she is. I don't think we've ever spoken.
Oh, okay. Well, there was an accident, and I need Penelope to come in so that we can deal with it. Do you know where she is?
She's out. I don't know where or for how long. I haven't seen her. I just know she's out.
Really? You haven't seen her?
I have physically seen her with my eyes before. I haven't seen her in the last several minutes, though.
Several minutes? So, but you have seen her tonight?
Yes, she left.
She left?
Yes.
So she was there?
At some point.
At some point within the last several minutes.
I haven't been paying attention to the time, so I don't know specifically where or when.
Robbie, has anyone ever told you you're terrible at lying?
Every single person I've ever met, ever. Yes.
So why don't we stop with it and just tell me what's going on? Because I have a huge clusterfuck at the studio right now that I need Penelope for.
I said something unkind, and then she left. And I don't know where she is, and I'm still upset enough that I don't know if I want to go look for her. Was that too much honesty?
Okay. No, that's the amount of honesty that we needed. Is there anyone else there besides you that I could maybe talk to?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Can you put them on the phone?
Like, I feel like there's like a potpourri dish next to the phone, so I'm going to stick it in the potpourri dish to like dampen the sound as I kind of trot back into the kitchen.
Can I speak with an adult? Exactly.
I'm an adult. I'm just bad at it. Okay, Danny is on the phone. He wants to know where Penelope is. Something bad happened to Vivian at the studio, and he wants to talk to someone who's not me, which makes sense. I would say Cass, but I think Cass is in an emotional state that I don't want to put that on her. Belle, I think you shouldn't speak to Danny at all because I think he would hate that, so it leaves Imani. But that's just my opinion. You can have a different opinion.
Your opinion doesn't really leave me with much else options outside of me now, does it?
Well, you can say no. No is a full sentence.
Imani's gonna go over to the phone and pick it up.
It smells of potpourri.
Oh, cinnamon.
Imani, okay, I don't even care at this point. I need to find Penelope. Where is she?
I literally don't know. She was here and then she was gone.
Okay, can you try and find her? I need her at the studio.
I mean, I can try. I don't necessarily know if it's going to be in the time frame that you need it.
Well, so look, you know Vivian.
Yeah, what's going on? Robbie said something bad happened?
We found her body.
Excuse me?
Out in the parking lot.
What was around it?
A pool of blood? I don't know. They just found the body.
I guess I'm rather confused because what's Penelope going to do about that?
Penelope is our studio manager, and she is going to help us with the PR nightmare that we're going to have when it's revealed that the cops are coming right now to talk with us about a corpse that's been found in our... She's going to PR spin it for us with the studios. That's what Penelope's going to do.
Gotcha. All right.
Look, I know there's some weird, like, I don't know what's going on with you guys over there right now. I have no idea. But I just need Penelope to be found as quickly as possible. So if you could please, for the love that is all God's holiness, go out and find her for me. I would really appreciate it. I would owe you a favor. Just go get her.
Okay. All right. We'll do our best.
Thank you.
And send her right on over.
Thank you.
All right. You have a good night.
A good night.
That's the last thing you hear him say when you hang up. Like, what are you talking about?
Listen, I can't turn off my southern sensibilities.
I understand that.
So when Imani hangs up the phone,
She looks so utterly confused and just like scratching her forehead as if tonight hasn't been long enough. So they found Vivian's body at Cutum in the parking lot.
Really?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Surrounded in blood. That's why they're trying to find Penelope. They need to PR spin it.
I was going to go look for her anyway. I'll go.
Oh, okay. Do you need any backup?
What's she going to do to me?
Fair enough.
What's Belle's thought in this? Because a PR spin? Come on.
Yeah, I know. Belle's like, take it from someone with a little experience here. There's no way to PR spin a dead body.
I know that. And you know that. But there ain't no point in me telling them that.
Can I just above game? I don't know if Belle would know about the side business that the studio is doing.
I'm going to say probably not, because it's really well hidden.
Yeah, and she would definitely have written about it by now.
And Tony's not that stupid. He's not going to let you know about something that can benefit you professionally. I don't know if she knows right now that it might be a Rose-related killing, but I will say that there's a little spark of what's going on. Another person has died near Cutum, and they seem to all be connected.
Well, I think that, I don't know, on a certain level, she may not know it has to do with the side business because she doesn't know about the side business.
Right, but she may think it's about Rose.
Yeah, because she may think that this is bait to get her to cover the story and get her out in the open.
Well, why don't you do an idea roll for me?
Oh, are you kidding me? Okay, my idea is 80. I got a 98. So Belle has no clue.
No clue, no. You are clueless. Okay, so real quick, what does each person want to do? Cass is going to go out and try to find Penelope. Robbie, what are you going to do right now?
Everyone's made it pretty clear that we have to have a plan before we go to find Evie. So I think Robbie's going back to the books, maybe?
Well, you can go back to the books. You could follow behind Mac if you wanted to make sure Penelope was okay. I don't know if that's something you would do.
No, I don't think right now, Robbie's.
You don't have to go back to the books. If you're emotionally upset right now, you could try to talk to Easter.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just remembered that Easter is on the counter and he's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
I think actually I'm going to go up to Easter. Yeah, pick him up.
Okay. We'll circle back around to that. Amane, what do you want to do?
Do I do an all right thing or do I do an unhinged thing? Because unhinged says go to find Rose, because I already know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to go find Rose, or attempt to.
Okay. You head out the door as well with Cass, and you're heading towards your car. Michelle, you rolled so fucking dog shit. I mean, so just bad.
It's just an idea roll, though.
Yeah. But you see, what I'm getting at is I'm going to give you a second chance to, as you see, you know, Amani going to her car, do you think you'd follow behind Amani, or would you stay with the rest of the group who's going through all this existential dread?
I don't know that I'd follow Amani simply because I do know exactly what happened to Johnny.
Okay.
For tailing Rose. And if I follow Amani,
you might get in trouble.
Right.
That makes sense. That's a good call.
I do think I would feel more comfortable with the gun Tony gave me for protection, like when we were still married. So I might want to go home and get it out of my safe.
Okay. Let's jump around a little bit then. Let's start with Cass. Cass, you walk outside the house and you suddenly feel your skin light up and you feel like little goosebumps all over, and you can smell all of these different smells at a different level than you have before. And you can literally pick out Penelope's scent, the perfume that she wears, on the wind. And it's I'm going to use this example because it's the example that comes to mind, but if you've ever played The Witcher,
yes,
that kind of thing, where you can actually almost visualize the trail of where Penelope has run off to.
I'm going to follow it.
You follow it around to the back of the house to a small gardening shed, and you hear crying coming from there.
Penelope.
I ruined your life.
You don't know that. I don't know that. You've lived with this.
But it's different for you. It's going to be different. She opens the door to the shed.
Well, then you're going to have to run me through everything. But there's another issue.
Oh, what? What else?
Danny called. Vivian's dead.
What? What?
Yeah. They found her outside the studio. And he wants you to come and spin things. Personally, I think he could go fuck himself right now.
He's not very good at dealing with things himself sometimes. He wouldn't think of the fact that I'm friends with Vivian and that her death might mean something to me.
Yeah, Danny's Danny. But it's up to you if you want to go to the studio. I'm relaying that information, but...
And she starts to cry like it's as if everything kind of hits her again, and she starts crying even harder. You can tell that she's having a hard time keeping in any emotions at all because she's been stripped down. She's done things she's not happy about, or she's hurt a friend, and she almost hurt other friends, and now she's lost a friend. And so all of that emotion is just pouring through her as she tries desperately to hold on to some kind of stability.
I reach out and I put my arms around her.
Give me a power roll. Roll against your power.
Okay. Ugh. Got a 27 under my 50.
Okay. You can feel her start to change, but when you hug her, she goes back into herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of pulls back just a little bit. You're still holding her. And she looks at you and she goes, I've always thought you were the greatest person. And I'm always amazed on how much kindness you have.
Well, thank you.
And if you let her, she's going to give you a huge, deep kiss.
Yep.
Let's jump over to Robbie. Robbie, you're in the kitchen. And Easter's giving you a look that only cats can give of... You done fucked up.
Scoop him up. What? Bonk.
I told you that it was private. I told you to stay away. I told you not to go in there, but you had to push her. She is very, very fragile when it comes to her wolf state, and you pushed her, you and your friends, and I am not happy about it.
I don't feel bad for finding out. I feel bad for how it made her feel, but I don't feel bad for finding out.
Well, Robbie, not everything is for you to know. You don't get to know all the secrets. I know you want to. Trust me, I'm a cat. I'm curious, but you have to know when to not push.
But what am I going to do when things that I don't understand or know come and hurt my friends or scare people or come out of mirrors or try to destroy everything? How am I supposed to deal with that? What am I supposed to do about it? What am I supposed to do when I don't know things?
I didn't say everything. I said some things.
You said I can't know everything.
You can't know everything. And the things that you can't know are the things that I, your friend, tell you, hey, don't push that button. That's all I'm saying.
But...
You pushed a button you weren't supposed to push, and you know it.
Fine, I know it, fine. I know it. We're done with that. I know that I pushed a button I'm not supposed to push. We're done with it. We're past it. We have more problems than that right now.
You're right. You do. I think that Penelope will be okay. She'll have to face what she is, and she'll have to make some decisions. I just ask that you take my counsel more seriously in the future. That's all.
I haven't had people to trust very much. Pretty much just three. And they're really, 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 really far away. And these other people that I like a lot are in danger from things I don't know or understand. And neither do they. So how do I know that you're
right? How do I know that you're right? Why do you get to be right?
I don't know. Cat superiority? Whatever makes you feel better. I'm your friend. I have not steered you wrong yet, and there is going to be a certain amount of trust that you're going to have to give me, and I understand that. But Penelope can't hear me, so I can't talk to her. And I need you to be a bridge, and I need you to trust me. I've been around a long time. I was put here to protect Penelope and to help her, and I don't agree with what she did. I think she was wrong.
That doesn't...
I know, it doesn't make it easier or better, but you're important. You're very important. You can do things a lot of people can't.
Why?
Luck of the draw. It's all chaos.
No.
It's all chaos. Things just happen. Sometimes things just happen. Would you rather me say divine fate or something?
No, that's worse.
You have a destiny that you must fulfill?
No, that's way worse.
Yeah, so things just happen sometimes, and there's no rhyme or reason, and it sucks.
That's also equally bad, actually. I was wrong. They're both equally bad. That's disgusting either way.
Well, that's where we're at. I think that you need to talk with Bassett.
Yes, I would like to do that again.
Well, when you go to sleep tonight, we'll have a conversation with her.
Well, do you know what the... you know more things than I do.
Of course.
So, do you know where Evie is? Do you know what that thing in the mirror is? Do you know anything useful right now? Or just to tell me to not?
I'm not sure I appreciate your tone, but I will say that Evie is at her house right now. And I know that because it's on the news.
Well, what about the other thing?
The thing in the mirror?
Yes, the thing in the mirror.
That's why you need to talk to Bassett. I have no idea what the hell that thing is, but I think she will.
Okay, thank you.
I'll do whatever I can for you, you know that. But you gotta trust me.
I don't. You're a cat that I've talked to for like a week. I don't know anything anymore.
Fair. All right. Now, I'm hungry. Can you get me some food?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'll probably add a little extra, like, cat gravy or something.
Okay. All right, let's jump to Amane. So where do you go to look for Rose?
Going back to my place would be so obvious. But I don't know where else. Maybe her job? Like, I don't know where else outside of, like, either her job or our apartment that I would find her at.
So you want to go to the hardware store?
That's not going to look good at all, but yeah, I'm going to look in the hardware store.
Okay, so you go to the hardware store. It's like a couple blocks from your apartment. It's relatively late, so there's a man locking up the front door just as you're arriving, and he turns to you. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, we're closed for the evening.
Oh, my apologies. I wasn't necessarily coming to get anything. I was just coming looking for one of your employees. Rose?
We don't have any employees. I work here by myself. I'm sorry. Are you...
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, there's no one else working here. Are you thinking of another store? We're way too small for a staff. My wife and I have been running the store for like 20 years now.
And I think Amani is just like, no, that was just... Thank you. My apologies for your time. You have a great rest of your night.
Oh, no, no problem. You too. Sorry, couldn't help. So what do you want to do?
I'm going to go to my apartment.
Okay. You start walking up the apartment stairs and you walk into what looks like your place has been ransacked. The phone has been ripped off the wall. There is clothing and... everything thrown about. You walk into your bedroom and there is huge knife cuts in the mattress. So like 4 or 5 huge cuts in the mattress. And over the bed in what looks to be black paint is scrawled, "I know what you did." All right, so this is where we're going to leave Sam and Amani. Michelle, real quick, remind me what Belle is doing.
Belle is going home to retrieve her gun.
So when you get home, you notice that your door isn't locked when you turn, when you go to open it.
Oof. Didn't Tony have a guy posted at my house?
He did, but he was at Penelope's place. He's downstairs.
Oh.
He's following you around.
Oh, okay. So he's with me.
He's not with you. He's in the car downstairs unless you told him to come with you.
I'm going to tell him to come with me now. If my door is unlocked.
Okay. So you go back and get him or something?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I know with my instincts, like, my hair is going to be standing up on the back of my neck.
All right. So you open the door up and Tony is standing there kind of pacing in your kitchen. And he looks over and goes, where the hell have you been?
Oh, thank God it's you. I never thought I'd say that, but thank God it's you.
I've been looking for you. And you, what the you're supposed to be protecting her and telling me where she is. I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was out by the car and I didn't have a phone to call you and excuses. So go to the car now. Let me talk to her.
It's not his fault, Tony. Don't be too hard on him. There's been a lot going on, but not the least of which, Vivian from the studio. I don't know what she does there. I've just seen her around.
Oh, I know. She's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know who did it?
I can guess. I bet you can, too. She's a flower that we need to snip and put in a bouquet and throw in the ocean. That's who did it.
Oh, shit. I didn't even... I had so much else going on. It didn't dawn on me.
I've got people out looking for her right now. I was the first phone call before the cops. Of course I know.
I came back here to get my gun, because even with your man, you know, it only takes a second to get somebody alone.
Well, I don't think you should go anywhere. I think you need to go back to our place and stay there. It's safe.
I know it's safe, but I don't know how to explain it to you, but there's bigger things going on, Tony.
I don't think you quite understand. It wasn't really a request. It was more of a get in the fucking car and get someplace safe.
I get that.
I'm not going to let you go out there and be in danger.
We're all in danger. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The world is in danger right now.
What, from some psycho with a knife and a gun?
She's the smallest part of this shit. She's... How do I explain it without sounding like I'm absolutely fucking nuts?
I don't know. You're not doing a good job of it right now.
There's cosmic things going on.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I know, but you believe in God and the devil and all that, right?
When my mom's around, sure, but I don't like sit there and think that they're going to destroy the world or anything. The rainbow made sure there's no more floods.
Well, the rainbow didn't make sure there was no more horsemen of the apocalypse. No, the man in red.
What about him?
He's not what he seems to be.
Stop being cryptic.
He's war. The embodiment of war. You know the four horsemen? He's one of them.
He walks up to you and he puts his arms gently on your shoulders and he goes, look, I know we've been fighting and everything, but I think you might need some help. He's just some mook. That's it.
What's his last name, Tony?
Henente or some shit? I don't know.
You ever look in a Spanish-English dictionary about that last name, Henente?
I barely speak English well enough.
It means a horse rider.
So because of that...
No, it's not just because of that. It's not just because of that, Tony. And like I said, I know I sound nuts.
You do.
I do. I will go with you for now, but I need to tell some people where I am.
There's the phone.
All right. So I call Penelope's house.
Okay. The only person there would be Robbie.
Oh, God. Okay. Robbie, hi.
Hi.
It's Belle.
I know.
Okay. You got a pencil and a paper?
Yes.
And I give her the address of where I'm going to be and the phone number.
Okay.
I'm going to be there for a little bit, but...
You're not coming back?
I know. I will come back, but I got to go there for now.
Are you in danger? Say... Cough for yes, or just say no for no.
No, Robbie. Where I'm going is where I will be safe.
Okay,
but I'm going to say there's someone very dangerous out there right now. Mm-hmm. You need to be careful.
Okay, well, everyone else is gone. Imani left, and Cass is outside, and I know where Evie is, though. I'll go get Evie.
No, stay put. Stay put. Wait for Cass. Wait for Cass before you go running around. Okay?
Why does everyone else get to run around except me?
That's fair, but I guess we all want to protect you, Robbie.
Well, I want to protect you, which is a strange thing to say because I barely knew you 4 days ago.
I know, but you're a sweet kid.
I won't be anything more than a sweet kid if you don't let me try.
We want to keep you a sweet kid.
I don't think that's going to happen. There's war and death and a mirror monster. I think that ship has sailed, metaphorically.
Okay, well...
I appreciate the effort.
I mean, I don't have control over you, but I would appreciate it if you'd wait for Cass and just... There's strength in numbers, you know? You want me to swing by and pick you up?
I'll wait for Cass. I didn't say thank you earlier for grabbing me and trying to pull me out, so thank you.
No, it's okay, kid. You know, the world's on fire right now. We gotta help each other how we can.
I'm sorry.
For what?
That this is happening to you and all of us.
It's happening to all of us. It's not your fault.
I still feel like I was supposed to say I'm sorry. I don't know why. Be safe. Don't you do anything to put you in danger either. Without us, I guess.
Nah. I'll be okay. You be safe, too.
All right. You ready to go?
Yeah, let me just grab a few things. And I grab some clothes, and I grab the gun and bullets and, you know, stuff.
You're not going to need all those bullets and the gun. You don't want to be an accessory or a perpetrator.
It's just for defense.
All right. Well, let's get out of here.
All right.
Let's jump over to Evie. When we last left, your house had been destroyed. They see Elizabeth coming towards you quickly. What do you want to do, Evie?
Then if she's coming at Ebony, I think Ebony puts Buttercup behind her, like in one arm, says, "Listen, you bitch, you don't come at me in front of all these people. There's tons of witnesses. If you want to have words, we can have words, but there won't be any violence today. Haven't you been through enough? Haven't we been through enough, Elizabeth?"
She stops right before she bites into your neck, and she looks around and she goes, "You're right. What are you thinking? What have you done? Why would you call Hathor?"
"Honestly, I don't even know. She said she wanted to be reunited with her sister, and I felt a soft spot because I miss my family back home. I'm sorry, I couldn't have known it was a bad thing. No one warned me. Maybe if you hadn't kept me so in the dark..."
"We were trying to get you out of the dark. We were offering you immortality and keys to the kingdom, and you did literally the worst thing that you could do. I don't know if any of us are going to be alive tomorrow."
"Well, you know what? I did not know that. All right, no one warned me. And perhaps if you'd obfuscated a bit less, darling, I would have been able to see the truth far sooner. But unfortunately... no one told me that I'm not supposed to reunite these two sisters. And you know, here we are. I shan't take accountability because I did not know."
Wow. The amount of... Oh, my God. "Well, let me tell you what just happened. They're not sisters. They're split beings. One of them is the goddess of war and healing, which is why none of us ever... age. The other is the goddess of fertility. Anyway, you just reunited two parts of the same god together. Sekhmet never wanted to be part of Hathor again. Sekhmet wanted to be her own person, and you reunited them."
"Oh. Well, I can see your point and why you might be upset then."
"Hathor follows what Ra says. Hathor is the wife of Ra. Sekhmet does not want to be underneath Ra's control, and that's why she's never returned to Hathor."
"Ugh. So I basically just put her back in the kitchen with an apron on, is what you're saying?"
"Yes."
"Obviously, that was not my intention. I don't stand for that sort of thing. I wish I'd been better informed. Do you want to tell me what's going on, really? What now?"
"I don't know. This is a mess. I will talk to you soon. I'll be honest with you." And she comes close to you, and you can see her fangs. She goes, "Make better decisions. immortality could still be something you get. Make the wrong decisions, and they'll talk about how you looked in the end for the rest of time, and never about who you were. And then she walks away.
Ebony pulls Buttercup out from behind her back and looks into her big brown chocolate eyes.
Buttercup, you would still love me if I was ugly, wouldn't you? You'd still think Mommy was beautiful on the inside. That's what they say about ugly people, right? That they're beautiful inside, and that's what matters.
He struggles to get up and starts to lick your cheek.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's a good baby. You're all I have, Buttercup. Please, never leave me.
As she kind of looks around and realizes that there's a ground zero in her front yard, I think she kind of shakes off the shock and stands up. I think she's like, oh my goodness, California and plate tectonics, science things. Oh no, this is terrible.
Good thing we all have insurance, everyone. Oh, I hope no one's hurt. This was terrible. I have such horrible luck at striking my home first. Oh, excuse me, could someone call an ambulance, please? My butler looks to be laid out.
Okay, let's jump back over to Cass and Penelope. This long kiss ends, and she looks at you and she goes, I've been wanting to do that for a very long time, and I hate the fact that it happened after I infected you with this werewolf blood, but now we're both being, well, you're being quiet, and it's kind of awkward.
What can I say?
I don't know. Anything at this point? Yeah. I think we need to do something. I think I might be still in shock. I don't know. So many things have happened tonight. And where are the others?
I don't know. I came out to look for you. We have to go back inside and see.
I guess you're right. Where do we go from there? What do we do? I can teach you what I know, but you're not going to like it.
Well, it's really nothing else I can do about it, so I might as well learn and adapt.
Yeah. Well, let's go inside and find out what's going on.
And I think I take her hand as we walk back towards the house.
Okay. She kind of squeezes it a little bit as you're walking. Robbie, real quick, what was your decision? Are you like, fuck it, I'm going to go? Or are you going to wait for Cass?
I think Robbie is trying to stay true to their word to Belle, but is going around the house and just kind of like gathering things that they think that they might need going out. Like putting water in a thermos and grabbing some snacks and like putting them, like just kind of like packing to go, I guess, just like not knowing what they need. Like a kitchen knife goes in there and like a poker, like they grab a poker from the fireplace and just kind of trying to cover all their bases so that as soon as Cass comes back, they can be like, we're leaving, we're going to get Evie, let's go.
So you're going through and yeah, Cass, when you and Penelope walk in, you notice that Robbie is going from one place to another, grabbing up supplies.
What are you doing?
We have to go. I know where Evie is. We need to go.
Where is she?
At her house.
Well, let's go then.
Okay. I don't know where Imani went, though. She left.
Oh.
And Belle is going to, at all, hand the paper with the location on it. She says she's safe. I don't know when she'll be back. She didn't say. And she said there's safety in numbers, even though she's separating from us, and so is Imani. Which feels crazy, but oh well.
This is all crazy.
Yes.
But let's one thing at a time.
Yeah, we should go find Evie. Then there'll at least be four of us.
Yes.
All right. So the three of you head out to go find Evie.
I think on the way out the door, Robbie, not knowing how to do this apology, just goes, sorry, to Penelope, and keeps walking.
She turns to you and says, please, please don't be. I should have trusted you. You were being a good friend, being here.
No, I was mean. I was harsh. We forced you to do the things. The cat really gave me a talking to.
The cat really talks to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He says he's here to protect you and that he wants to keep you safe. And the fact that we had made you open the door to show us was bad.
He sounds judgy.
He is. He's so judgy.
He's also the general of the Dreamland, so there's that too.
I wonder why I can't speak to him. That's weird.
Have you bonked foreheads with him?
Well, I did when you told me, and
he
didn't say anything.
Yeah. He said that he can do it with me, but not any... a lot of... I don't know if it's not anyone else, but not a lot of other people. And I don't know why it's me. He said it's chaos, and I don't like that answer, so...
It's okay. Can I have a hug?
Yeah.
She gives you a hug and says, it's all right. I'm sorry, too. And you guys head towards the car. And we're going to jump back over to Belle. Belle, you're driving in the car, and it doesn't take you very long to realize that he's not taking you to your old home.
Secondary location, motherfucker.
Tony, where are we going?
I have to make a stop real quick, and then we're heading to our place.
A stop?
Yeah, a stop.
Where?
You'll see. It's no big deal. Relax.
It better not be the nut house, Tony. I'm telling you. I swear to God.
Look, you're acting just a little weird, and I think you need a little help.
No, I'm acting a little weird because there's a lot of weird stuff going on.
That may be, but
I got a woman chasing around killing people. I think that's that gives me some license.
Yeah, but then you started in with the whole war thing and all the other...
I knew I shouldn't have told you. I knew it because...
Look, I'm just concerned. I want the doctor to take a look at you. That's it.
Tony, I don't need a doctor.
Yeah, you do,
I need
obviously.
No, I need to be in a safe place, and I need to be where my friends can find me. Take me to the house.
Right then, he starts to pull up to an asylum. And he goes, look, we're just going to talk to the doctor for a second, all right?
I get out of the car. If it slows down, I get out and start running.
Yeah, he stops, and you start running. He yells to his guide to grab you, and you're running.
Serpentine.
And that's where we're going to end this episode.
Bastard.
Are we going to jailbreak an asylum? Because I'm into it, but also...
That's where we'll end it for this episode. I think that's pretty good, right?
Dive!
All right. Thank you all so much for playing. Thank you all so much. There is so much going on that we could literally play for another 5 hours easy, but we need to wrap it up, and I think this is a good place to do that. Let's find out where all these wonderful people are, including my incredibly angry wife. Michelle, go for it.
Oh, boy, wait, no. Howdy. No,
you
know, wait.
We can't, you have to be last because you do the spiel thing at the end. So, yeah, you'll just sit there and ruminate on it or whatever they say. Candace, go for it.
Hello, everyone. I have been Ebony Belafonte, also known as Candace the Magnificent. You can find me at Candace Marie on Twitter and Blue Sky, at Candace the Magnificent everywhere else. You can also hear more of me over at Dareful Archives Bloom and Blight, wherever you catch your pods, and every other Saturday on Matihi's channel on Twitch, doing what we do in the shallows, as well as Mondays on the Enigma Society over at Fable Scraps, just like a Scooby-Doo Kids on Bikes game.
I am Sam. That's just going to be me. Till I'm no longer breathing on this earth. You can find me all across the internet at Lust for Life X. That's LustForLifeX.
Hey, y'all. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais. You can find me everywhere online as at Strange Like That.
Hello, I'm Lev. I can be found on Instagram and Blue Sky at lev.rs23 and on Twitter, X, whatever, at Lego. M2RS, and on Mayday Roleplay, where we're doing a lot of scary shit, honestly. It's good scary, fun scary, but scary. Yeah, that's me.
As you know, my name is Michelle, and you can find me on the socials at Michulu, and you can find, and that's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can find my music and Wes's... well, some would say amazing sound effects.
Oh, can't even choke down the anger for that. Okay.
If you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
I mean, Wes, this is what happens when we fuck around and then find out.
Yeah, exactly. And oddly, I still put my hand in the fire. Mm-hmm. My name is Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on all the socials, pretty much. You can find the show at our website at 12sidedstoriesallspelledout.com, where you can also find a link to everywhere. We're on all the different social networks as 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories. You can also help us out if you like by joining us on Patreon or give us a shout out or a review. Any of those things are incredibly helpful. Again, even for Patreon, it's the number 12 and then Sided Stories. Yeah, and that is it. We will see you next week for more, everybody, Otherworld Hollywood. Bye, everybody. Bye.